From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order Monday on immigration. It replaces a former order blocked by the courts. This one bans entry of refugees into the country for 4 months. It bars entry of people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen for 3 months. People from those six countries who have already obtained visas will be allowed to come to the United States. Here is Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
To our allies and partners around the world, please understand this order is part of our ongoing efforts to eliminate vulnerabilities that radical Islamist terrorists can and will exploit for destructive ends.
Among the most notable changes in this order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees, and it removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Reaction pro and con is falling mostly along party lines. There is also opposition from aid groups. Here is David Miliband of the International Rescue Committee.
We're a humanitarian agency which resettles refugees, and we strongly support effective vetting, but there is no need to suspend the refugee resettlement program in order to review the vetting process and update it in any other way.
David Miliband. Syrian fighters have taken control of the only major road linking Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group, and Deir ez-Zor province, which is partially controlled by the militants. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Syrian Democratic Forces cut off the route Monday. U.S.-backed SDF fighters relaunched their offensive to retake Raqqa on Sunday after a one-week break. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.